کتاب فیضان محبت. ٹائٹل از کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی. کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی. کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی. کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی. کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی. کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی. مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے, مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے, تو دل سے قرب ربانی کی تابانی نہیں جاتی. تو دل سے قرب ربانی کی تابانی نہیں جاتی. خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جنہیں حاصل نہیں ہوتا, خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جنہیں حاصل نہیں ہوتا, یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی. یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی. بفیضِ مرشدِ کامل جو فضلِ بفیضِ مرشدِ کامل ملا جو فضلِ رحمانی, بفیضِ مرشدِ کامل ملا جو فضلِ رحمانی, تو پھر اس نفسِ امارہ کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی. تو پھر اس نفسِ امارہ کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی. بتوں کی بے وفائی کا ہوا ہے تجربہ تجھ کو, بتوں کی بے وفائی کا ہوا ہے تجربہ تجھ کو, مگر اس تجربے سے تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی. مگر اس تجربے سے تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی. حسینوں کی نگاہوں میں کسی کی پارسائی سے, حسینوں کی نگاہوں میں کسی کی پارسائی سے, بجرم عشق نفسانی پشیمانی نہیں جاتی. بجرم عشق نفسانی پشیمانی نہیں جاتی. خرد نے گو کیا ہے میرے دامن کو رفو ہر دم, خرد نے گو کیا ہے میرے دامن کو رفو ہر دم, مگر کیوں عشق کی یہ چاک دامانی نہیں جاتی. مگر کیوں عشق کی یہ چاک دامانی نہیں جاتی. گناہوں پر ندامت سے یہ توبہ کی کرامت ہے, گناہوں پر ندامت سے یہ توبہ کی کرامت ہے, کہ تائب سے کبھی ان کی مہربانی نہیں جاتی. کہ تائب سے کبھی ان کی مہربانی نہیں جاتی. ہمارا مرکز امید رحمت آپ کا در ہے, ہمارا مرکز امید رحمت آپ کا در ہے. کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب, کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی. میرے دل کو جو بخشی تو نے آہوں کی فراوانی میرے دل کو جو بخشی تو نے آہوں کی فراوانی مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی میرے مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگہ ڈالی میرے مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگاہ ڈالی پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان ربانی نہیں جاتی پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان ربانی نہیں جاتی کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمد اللہ کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمد اللہ خدا کے فضل سے امید پنہانی نہیں جاتی خدا کے فضل سے امید پنہانی نہیں جاتی کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم These are shaar poems of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali and what deep meanings they have. We should listen carefully and understand the meanings of it. کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی. My forehead does not go to any other threshold besides yours, O Allah. That means I only beg and make dua from you. Like that we will feel comfortable. We also only make dua from Allah Ta'ala. But when we have problems, many times we turn to other places. Many times we go to amils, etc. We don't turn to Allah Ta'ala. Whenever there is a medical problem, first it is some home remedy didn't come right, doctor didn't come right, specialist, test upon test, scans upon scans, that also didn't come right, must be something burnu hai. Then you go to Amil Sab and we try there, that also doesn't come right. In fact, just yesterday one brother met me and for how many years he was suffering and he spent close to 100,000 rand on all his treatment. Then he told his wife, no more appointments, don't make any. She said, what are you going to do then? So it came out of his mouth, I'll go for free treatment, I'll go by him. And he said, in 2 days he got cured. All his pains and all his problems, but we turned last there. So this tawheed and staying away from shirk, we must be very, very careful. Like that we make big bayans of tawheed, only Allah does, only by Allah's doing everything happens. But immediately after that, we are gone pleading with somebody else. We are gone by amils. We are begging for appointments by doctors, by other people, etc. So this tawheed and staying away from shirk is very, very important. And as we will read, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah Ali, his ash'ar are not only of islah and tasawwuf, but some great, great ulama have declared it. It is a kitab of tawheed. Of turning only to Allah Ta'ala. And that is the essence of tasawwuf. But very, very ironically, in many khanqas, especially of the Ahl-e Bid'at, the very opposite of tawheed takes place. All types of shirk takes place there. Whereas the essence of tasawwuf is to bring out tawheed. And that is what is the pinnacle and the height of by reaching Allah Ta'ala. Not only to understand, that also we haven't got. But in practice to have only tawheed, to turn to no one but to Allah Ta'ala only. کبھی حسرت کس کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی. Sometimes the sorrow a person feels because he feels he is being denied by Allah Ta'ala, then that sorrow doesn't leave the heart, doesn't leave the head. And today's question and answer also is very much similar to this. And one lady wrote from UK that she's pabund with her tahajjud, she must have tahajjud. And then she put her watch to get up for fajr, she must have fajr also. So Allah put in my mind, which I replied, which was very similar to what Hazrat's reply was, that make shukr to Allah, Allah gave you royal tahajjud and royal fajr in your deep sweet sleep. Just like Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote, one person who went for hajj and he had determined, I'll make namaz in the first saf, what ibadats I will make. But Allah shan, as he reached Makkah Sharif, he was overtaken with so much fever, he couldn't leave his room also. All his namazes also in his room. Then he came and complained to Maulana Masihullah Sahib. Hazrat told, make shukr to Allah. Hazrat said, wah, wah, Allah gave you royal hajj. That in the comfort of your room, you got all your sawab. So many times the salik feels like this, this hirman, that I'm falling into guna, or the thoughts of guna are coming, or etc., or I'm lazy in my ibadat, but he's feeling very sorrowful about it. So that sorrowful that he feels, koi samjaye phir bhi dil ki hairani nahi chahti. Even when you get your answers, even from the sheikh, still you feel, oh, I've been deprived. What have I done? You don't feel, you don't realize that Allah has given you that honor, and Allah made you sick. You didn't get up also. So it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. And in this, that is a great manzil, a great station of suluk, that a person, he accepts it, it's from Allah Ta'ala. And a person feels comfort also. Though that worry is still there, I miss my namaz also. I'm thinking of evil things also. But it is from Allah, you accept it like that. Inshallah, more detailed explanation will come. Magar dil ki taqadu se jo toba ki kisi dil ne. But all the desires of the heart and the toba a person has made of all these evil desires, to dil se qurb rabbani kitabani nahi jati. Then from the heart, that closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that freshness and that enjoyment of closeness to Allah Ta'ala, that also does not go from the heart. And when does a person make really tawbah? Like we find many of our saliks, I write to them also, that don't wait till you got a problem. Then only they write. When things are going all right, no connection. But if you keep connection all the time, the problem won't come also. But when you don't keep a connection, now problems come. Then you write. And when you wrote and you got your answer, then the salik writes that just by the answer, I felt so nice. I felt so elated, so elevated. So this is that when a pearl, Allah brings those conditions, you're not turning to Allah, Allah brings such conditions that now you have to turn to Allah. So just all the time turn to Allah. Then you won't have to go through these conditions, whether they are about sinning, whether they are about evil thoughts, or whether they are about financial problems, marital problems, domestic problems. They won't come if you keep your connection with Allah. But when you don't, Allah sends such a problem, then now you have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And in such cases, many a person now starts tahajjud also. Many a person is there in namaz, first saf also. Even Muazzin is surprised Fajr time, that today when I came already the lights are on, the masjid, somebody already in the masjid. If there wasn't that problem, you won't turn to Allah Ta'ala. So if a person understands it like that, so that is a way that Allah also brings the salik closer to Allah Ta'ala. Khuda ke fazl ka saaya jinhe haasil nahi hota. But those who don't have the shadow of Allah's kindness, Allah's graces over them, ye dekha hai ki unke khue shaitani nahi jati. We have seen that the element of shaitan doesn't leave them. All the time they still just going towards shaitani things. So these people on whom Allah's shadow of mercy is, Allah's shadow of fazl is upon, those people when that conditions come, they resort to lot of tawbah, istighfar. They turn to the sheikh, ask him for remedies, and they correct themselves again. But those who don't, then they don't turn to the Shaykh also. They don't ask for a remedy also. And then this thoughts of evil takes them into actual evil also. بَفَيْزِ مُرْشِدِ كَامِلْ مِلَا جَوْ فَضْلِ رَحْمَانِ. And by the Shaykh Kamil, by his kindness, his attention, his du'as, his advisors, the fazl of Allah that we had received, by his one reply, by his one bayan. MashaAllah, how many of our friends also say that we got all our answers in the bayan. So all that is by the fazl of Allah. To appear is nafse ammara ki kuch mani nahi jati. Then a person comes in that position that he doesn't listen to this nafs, which is ammara, which is telling him all the time to do evil, but he doesn't fall in that trap. He gets saved all the time. Buto ki bewafai ka hua hai tajruba tujhko. And you yourself have experienced the disloyalty of the idols. That means everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Some friend wrote, and one student asked also, that he has given up movies, but now he just wants to watch movies again. Allah put it in my mind. I told him, what are movies? Lies. All just a made up story. He says, now just imagine, you are a person, or you are a Muslim, you are a mu'min, you are an ummati, and you enjoy watching lies for 1 hour, how long it, and you know it's lies. If somebody comes and sit by you and he starts speaking lies, you'll become so angry and upset, you won't want to listen to him. All this lies you're talking, and yeah, happily you are watching for 1 hour all lies. And in that you are missing your namazes also, and how much of your eyes or guna of your eyes, and it's all lies, and you're just falling prey to lies. So this is all disloyalty of this dunya. Now with this dunya, you earn it, you gave your life for your dunya. Many people say, I put my life in my business. But this business, my business runs in my blood. And you gave your life, you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, weekends also, Sunday also you in your shop. No workers, no customers, but you are busy doing some paperwork. You take work home also. You work so much, but when you need that shop the most at the time of maut, the shop gives you 2 kicks and throws you into the qabr. All your dawlat which you trust on, your money, dawlat is actually du'lat. 2 kicks, and your backside got 2 parts, so it gives you 1 kick on each side and throws you into the qabr, and go without what you worked your whole life for, leave it behind. And what is left behind in most cases, fights, arguments, where the family was united. Now when they start fighting, mother and children are fighting, brothers and sisters are fighting. Unbelievable how they turn to one another and they're the throats of one another. So this is this dunya. So when you have made tajruba experience, this dunya is like this. You have an illicit love affair. And then again, when things turn sour, how terrible it becomes then. What things you go through at that time. You experienced it so many times, all this evil of yours. So when that is the case, magar is tajruba teri nadani nahi jati. But in spite of all this experience, your stupidity still doesn't go. Still you go and fall in the hole. It comes in the hadith, a mu'min does not fall in the same hole a second time. Once he made a mistake, he doesn't fall in there again. But we are such, we are seeing this all the time. We are attending janazas daily. We are seeing what people have left behind. And yet they gone empty handed, nothing in their hands. One great king, when he passed away, he made wasiyat that you must put my 2 hands out of my janaza, so that the people can see the man who owned the whole world. Yeah, he's going today completely empty handed. Without one bit of this dunya. So we see it all, but still our stupidity doesn't go. We go back immediately back into the dunya again. Back into our folly. Back into our sinning again. We just carry on all the time. Haseeno ki nigaahon mein kisi ki parsai se. In the gazes of this beauties of the dunya, this woman of the, or the woman of this dunya, somebody who has got his eyes are pure and clean, and his eyes fell by mistake on some woman looked at him and she attempted him, etc. یہ جرم عشق نفسانی پشیمانی نہیں جاتی. Even you are pure and clean, you haven't got bad intentions. One of our students told me the other day, he went to the shops to buy something. He was a very good boy, very pious. And if his eyes fell on a girl, but immediately he turned his eyes away. But he said, I made dua, Allah, give me this girl in Jannat. So I told him that what you worried of this girl in Jannat? Eh? What hoors Allah will give you in Jannat? So he kept himself pure. So, but a person who's pure, those thoughts of that woman still not going to leave you. The thoughts are going to come to you. One person wrote to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali that when my eyes fall on a woman and I don't look, she was very beautiful, her figure, her complexion, her art of walking, whatever, which really attracted me, and I didn't look, I feel very sad for 10 minutes that why didn't I look? Why it's made haram? If there was permission, I could look and I could enjoy myself. So Hazrat wrote back to him, he said, if you don't look, you are feeling the sad feeling, the sorrowful feeling for 10 minutes. Tell me, if you look properly and you really look and you fantasize about her, then for how long do the thoughts remain with you? He wrote back, he said, for up to 3 days, 72 hours. And then he says, my tahajjud also I'm thinking of her. And as a pious person, my du'as, I'm thinking about her. Namazes, my thoughts are in her. My tilawat. So Hazrat said, make your own decision. Is it better to be sad and sorrowful for 10 minutes or for 3 days? So don't look for 10 minutes for a little while. You are human. The attraction is in you. You will have that desire. But just suffer it for a little while. Immediately turn your eyes away. And you'll be saved of so much. And then only, it's not 72 hours. Perhaps just from looking, it went to speaking. From speaking it went to more. You can lose your whole family in that. She can lose her whole family in that. What things, what fights can take place in this? And how many fights, shootings take place, murders take place in all this? And this is what you go and see in the false videos and the films you go and see. All that lies, stories there you see. And even from there you don't learn a lesson. You see all that things, right? You see the murders take place, the court takes place, but still you don't learn a lesson even from there. What is the limit of our idiocy? And we don't take lesson from anywhere. Khirat ne goya hai, khirat ne go kya hai mere daman ko rafu har dam. My brains have made almost every moment have clarified my lap. My brain tells me, there are two things in our body, the brain and the heart. The brain is the chief minister who advises the heart, who is the king. And for example, you want to commit a guna. The brain tells you, don't do it. You'll get caught out. You're going to face problems. This is going to happen. That is going to happen. But finally, what the heart is the king, it decides. In spite of all that, what the heart wants to do, it will do. So the brain, the khirat, that is the chief minister. It will give you advice all the time. Go into this deal. You want to buy backdoor goods. You want to buy raw gold. You want to buy stolen diamonds. I'll make a quick buck. I'll become very rich very quickly. But your brain tells you this is not the right way. Or sometimes the brain gives you the other advice. How your heart is, the final decision is with the heart. So the brain, khirat ne go, kya hai mere daman ko, rafu har dam. My brain has told me all the time whether this is good or whether this is bad. Magar kyu ishki ye chaak damani nahi jaati. But then still, why doesn't the secrets of this love, that's why doesn't it go away? That is, if you have the solution, many people ask that we haven't got concentration in namaz, etc., our inclination towards guna. One simple solution is develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah's love is in the heart, and that dominates the heart, no matter what the brains tell you, no matter what your nafs and your desires are, the heart controls the whole body. If the heart is right, everything will be right. But if you didn't work on your heart, you worked on your car, you got a powerful engine, 3.5 liter engine or even more, but the driver is a young boy, inexperienced, first time, he's sitting behind the wheel, and he likes speed, what is he going to do? And we hear this occurrences regularly, that whole boys got together, girls got together in a car. They drove at what a speed, and the first brand new motor car, they went and smashed it, they killed themselves. So this is that the heart has to be brought under control. And in the heart fell the love of Allah. And this remedy is so lovable. Love is lovable. And the greatest love is the love of Allah. And to get the love of Allah is the most easiest also, the most enjoyable also, the most precious. That love will control the brains, will control the nafs, will control the eyes, will control everything. Gunao par nadamat se toba ki karamat hai. That a person made toba of his gunas is a miracle. Otherwise, gunas are such, when a person is in that condition, he just loves his guna. He doesn't see sense, no matter who speaks to him. Parents speak to him. They take him to Maulana. They take him to Hazrat. They take him to send him in Jamaat. But gunas are such a thing, they don't want to leave a person. But so when a person makes toba of his guna, it is a karamat. It is a miracle he has made. A person who has reformed is a miracle. Otherwise the temptations in this dunya are so great, all around, all the time. Ke taib se kabhi unki meherbani nahi jaati. And a person, we see this regularly, whom Allah Ta'ala has changed his life, that person can't stop thanking Allah. And through whichever means he has got that, whether he went in Jamaat and he changed his life, he's a die hard for Jamaat. Whether he got it by becoming an alim, he went in Darul Ulum, he's a die hard of Darul Ulum. If he got it in the Khanqah and through his Shaykh, he's a die hard of his Shaykh. But behind all this is Allah's hand. Allah is the one who does it. And we see that how many people, they with tears in their eyes flowing, they make shukr to Allah. What my life was, how Allah has changed me, where Allah has brought me, where I should have been today. Allah, you don't know how to thank Allah Ta'ala. So, kisi ke taib se kabhi unki meherbani nahi jaati. The favors of Allah a person never forgets. And this is a very important thing also. It comes naturally also. But unfortunately, there is that specie amongst us that it doesn't come even after bayans and bayans to be thankful. For example, we are sitting here today. Who of us ever thanked to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sometimes we are thankful. But to all the ulama from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time till today, whether it was our ustads, it was their effort that today we don't even acknowledge and realize. We don't acknowledge our parents. We perhaps only think that they looked after us as far as our food, drink, clothing, our material needs. But our parents were Muslims. They used to go masjid. The mother used to stand up for namaz, even if she was not so regular, even if the father was not so regular. But because of their barakat, we are Muslims. Hey, they send us to maktab, we don't acknowledge that also. The maktab ustad who taught us, we don't acknowledge that we got the haq deen. And we are with Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, and we got the true deen. All these big people's great favors. Hey? Then whether it is in any field, for example, a person became a hafiz, he became an alim, Allah took great work of deen for him. Seldom does he think, if my ustad didn't make me hafiz, I shouldn't be hafiz. That his efforts, it is possible that somebody else should have made you, but Allah chose your ustad for you. How much do we think of him and thank him? Your ustad who made you an alim, all your ustad, the institution where you became, whoever makes dua for the institutions where we studied, whether it's the maktab, whether it's a Darul Uloom, anything it is, if it wasn't for that, where should we be today? So all these things, the whole work of Tabligh and Dawat, all the Darul Uloom Dioban, and before Darul Uloom Dioban, all the other Darul Ulooms and institutions, all the Khanqas, our Mashayikh, all the great, great favors. But a person just gets little popularity, he takes credit for himself. And he thinks, I've done this. And he hardly acknowledges, hardly a dua comes out of his mouth. Forget from the heart, for his asatiza, for all the institutions, for all the other things. So a human being is that person who acknowledges. A dog also who gets a piece of bread from your door, remains loyal to that dog. What didn't we get from all these people, and behind them Allah Ta'ala? How much do we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? We think that we doing things without Allah's tawfiq, we can't do, we can't open our eyes, we can't lift a finger, we can't do anything. And this is the difference between a Sunni, a person who Ahli Sunnat wal Jamaat, and a Salafi. We acknowledge. Salafi say that no, we go direct to Quran and Hadith. How are you going to reach direct Quran and Hadith? You have to admit, who taught you the Quran? You saying that I'm going to Quran, who taught you Quran? I'm going to Hadith, who taught you Hadith? The whole chain, you want to cut it out, how can you reach there? Impossible to reach there. So all this here, to acknowledge, this is a great thing, which we are very, and those who acknowledge, they fly. If there's a word more higher than flyer, they're flying. They go, they reach Allah Ta'ala. A person who acknowledges and makes shukr. Hamara markaze ummeed rahmat aapka dar hai. The center of our hope of your mercy is only your threshold. There is nowhere else we can get mercy from but from Allah Ta'ala. And a person who really turns to Allah like that and he turns away. In qatar raja'u minka illa ilayk. All my hopes from all around have been cut off. I got my hopes only in you. And this tawheed, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi writes, that Ism-e-Azam, the great name of Allah Ta'ala by which you make dua, your dua is immediately accepted. He says, it's no other name but Allah. But with this condition, that you say Allah in such a way that there is nothing and nobody in your heart besides Allah Ta'ala. Whatever, not that I've got my phone, I'll phone somebody. Not I'll press some emergency button. No, only Allah, nothing else. Nobody can help me. Not that my car is built in such a way that in accidents it will save my life. My seat belts will save me. My shock absorbers, the build of the car is such that I won't get hurt or anything. Nothing. Your eyes are cut off from everything and everyone. Only to Allah. Then you see the miracles which happen to people, which are happening today, they will happen to you also. But that a person has to reach, and that is what is the tasawwuf. That tawheed comes into a person where your eyes are cut off from everyone and everything and focused, not focused but centered, firmly, strongly, only with Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ke dar pe to ya rab ye peshani nahi jati. And when a person's conditioned by nature, he cannot go and ask anyone. Once we were in Chipata in Zambia, and one Maulana, we were driving and we saw him walking on the road. They mentioned about him, very pious man, very pious man. So he had some need, and he had some good friends also, wealthy people, whom he could easily ask, and it will be an honor for them to help him. So he walked, he was going to speak to them, he was desperate. Halfway he turned back, he told his Khadim, let's go back. So he said, but Hazrat, you this need, and it's legitimate, it's permissible. He said, no, I'm not going. After some time, he was very desperate, hard times came on him, three, four times, but he didn't go. He walked also, he turned. So this is then where a person cannot go to anyone else besides Allah. You can't ask anyone. You don't have hope in anyone. Hope only in Allah Ta'ala. You don't expect anything from anyone. Mere dil ko jo bakhshi tune aahon ki farawani. Then in consequence to that, what happens? Allah gives you in your heart that deep connection to Allah Ta'ala. And all, Ya Rab, Ya Kareem, Ya Haleem, Ya Sattar. All the time your connection is now with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah gives when your eyes are closed and your heart's desires are closed from anyone and everyone. You don't hope from anyone. You don't expect from anyone. You don't ask anyone. Then Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah gave you this connection with Him, Allah has opened His doors on you. And when Allah gives, He doesn't tell anyone that I help so and so. Yeah, people help you also, but then they go and talk also. That Maulana, whatever he needs, I see to his needs. I help him out. And this is great humility and disgrace for a person. That somebody has to now speak about it. But Allah won't tell anyone whatsoever. And you can ask somebody, no matter what respect you got, the minute you open your mouth and you ask, your respect is gone. Perhaps he'll give you, perhaps he won't give you. But your respect is definitely gone. And you ask Allah, your respect increases. When you beg of Allah, then your respect increases not only by Allah, but in the eyes of the creation also. And as long as a person doesn't ask anyone, his respect increases. And one time, Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited us here at the Darnum. We were walking in the corridors. It was spring season. All the flowers, roses were blossoming, blooming. So, Hazrat asked me if these flowers got fragrance also, smell. So, I said, no, South African, compared to India flowers, in South African flowers got very little fragrance. India, the Ratki Rani, all the other flowers have got wonderful fragrance and strong fragrances. So, I said, no. So, he said, they are just like our friends of today. Just they are flowers showing we are friends. But for need, you don't see them anywhere. They get lost. They got no fragrance in them. So that is how common. But when you just go and ask, you disgrace and humiliate yourself. And you lose your izzat with your own hands. So don't ask of anyone. Turn only to Allah Ta'ala. Magar hasid se meri aah pehchani nahi jati. But the person who is a jealous person, he doesn't even understand that you are staying so independent. He doesn't appreciate your value. He's got no. That's a hasid also. An ignorant person also, a friend, but he's an ignorant friend. He also cannot recognize. Like there is a Qari, he has imitated Shuraim, for example, Huzayfi, and he comes and he makes sure he gets the Musalla, and he reads also, and nobody tells him, oh, you just read like Shuraim. You didn't appreciate him. He wants you to say, that is what he wants. MashaAllah, I thought Shuraim is here today. I thought Huzayfi is here today. That is what he expects. And the same thing is, Allah wants that from us also, to recognize Allah as He is. But we don't recognize that Allah covers our faults. Who makes how much shukr that, Ya Allah, You covered my faults of my lifetime. That You, today I'm still healthy, hale and healthy. My eyes are operating, my mind is operating. It's not our doing. It's not we looked after our health. It's solely and only Allah who acknowledges it. So just to acknowledge that also, or who acknowledge our ustads, our parents who acknowledge. What and what, whoever told one jazakallah to our parents, who are regular on our duas for our parents, whether they're living, whether they've passed away. So we suffer this. A hasid also is blind. He can't see the good of somebody else. And an ignorant friend is also blind. He can't see. And this really shows our own weakness. What we had to recognize, we don't recognize. A person goes, for example, to the big hole in Kimberley. And there he's sitting in the restaurant and eating, which he can eat at home also. He can eat in the restaurant in Joburg also. And he didn't go and see the big hole. And he didn't understand what is this big hole about. Or any other place like that. So what actually is the thing to recognize that? A person sees the Darum, oh, what a building. So, and you praise the person, oh, what a building you put up. That is, you have insulted the person. A Darum is for something else. Appreciate that. You praise Tabligh Jamaat for something else. For not the worth what it is for, the change it's bringing. You praise Tabligh Jamaat that, mashallah, how nice you feel when you go out, etc. You are away from the family, you are away for 72 hours from all the military rule at home. And now you can do military rule in Jamaat now. That you haven't understood what Jamaat is. What its value is, the Khanka, the Darulum, anything, a car, anything whatsoever. You appreciate the car because it's shining so much. That is because of all the mags and all the extras. And you praising the car or your own car. But that's not the worth of the car. The worth of the car is something else. So to understand that, that is when a person, and if you have the capacity, you have the eyes, you can see it. Otherwise, so a hasid is blind. He can't see the good of anyone. And an ignorant friend also, and an enemy is also blind completely. So these are the things that we should try and find. Mere malik karam se aapne jis par nigah dali, O my Allah, or by your kindness, on whom you have thrown your gazes of mercy, Allah opens that person's eyes. He sees the beauty of Islam for what Islam is. Otherwise people see it's the beauty of Islam, you can get married to four wives. They can't see Islam's beauty in anything else. But Islam permitted four wives, that is the beauty of Islam. So, but when Allah puts His gazes, you see the truth and the true value for what a person is. How many husbands can't appreciate their wives? They appreciate them for some other thing, or they don't appreciate anything whatsoever. Wives can't appreciate their husbands. And what qualities have to be appreciated? That is the important thing. But we are blind to this. We don't see this at all. Phir uski bandagi se shaan-e rabbani nahi jaati. When Allah puts His gazes of mercy and opens your eyes and your heart, then the ibadat of Allah, then you make ibadat, Allah's ibadat as Allah's ibadat. Now you have recognized Allah. And what Allah wants is to acknowledge Him, to recognize Him. And Allah has done billions of things for us to see Allah. The changing of the day and the night, what a thing. The coming of the seasons, what a thing. Summer days are long, nights are short. How they enter into autumn, and then we find long nights and short days. Equal nights and days again in spring again. All this changes. The rains coming down. People complaining no rains. Then they complaining too much rain again. All the system of Allah. Behind it we don't see Allah's hand. Hey, that is the weakness of man. And that is the object of khanqa and tasawwuf. That the eyes of the heart open. And in everything, every step, every movement, you see Allah. And you think about Allah. And you realize that Allah is the doer of these things. That person's ibadat. One person might be making the whole night tahajjud. This person in his meals that he's eating. Ya Allah, from where this biryani has come. The rice, the mutton, the chicken, the potatoes, the peas, the spices. All these things from around the world. He's eating his food. Is more greater than one the person who hasn't recognized Allah. Whole night's tahajjud. He's eating his day. He's joking with his friends or with his wife. And that also when he sees his wife, he sees his children, and he thinks of Allah. Ya Allah, you give me this wife. Nobody else. And what a wife you gave to me. And he's making shukr, he's making love, but he's reaching which heights by Allah Ta'ala. And a person who hasn't got that, what all, then the simple example to understand that, one person is a laborer who's working, digging trenches, holes on the road. And he works in the summer, in winter, in the rain, in the cold, hail, he has to work. And a small salary he gets end of the day. And another person, the boss, is sitting in the office, air-conditioned office. And he's got a computer there, he's got fax machine, everything is there. And he just signs a few papers, makes a few decisions, puts some papers this side, some papers that side. And he goes, what a big check home. Hey, what a great difference. So those who have reached Allah Ta'ala, they stay outwardly in great comfort. And people have objection, but they are taking big wages from Allah Ta'ala. And a person who hasn't reached Allah Ta'ala, is like he works this whole lifetime, and he collects a small little wage from Allah Ta'ala. So that connection with Allah makes all the difference. Kabhi mushkil mein bhi parta hai akhtar to bihamdillah. Sometimes Hazrat says, we also, everyone, human being, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also went through difficult times, hard times, the battle of Ahzab, and what battle of Uhud, the night of Badr, what conditions came on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When his beloved wife, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, what false accusation, what was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam going through. So those conditions come. But bihamdillah, by Allah's favor, khuda ke fazal se, ummeed e pinhai nahi jaati. That hidden magnetic connection with you and hope of your mercy never goes away. Those people who don't have that, you find them committing suicide. You finding them going in a depression. But a person who got a connection with Allah, in the most difficult conditions also, his heart is connected with Allah. And that hope, Allah's help is going to come. The ray at the end of the tunnel, the light is there. It's going to come. He knows that every dark cloud has got a silver lining. I must just have patience. It is going to come. But a person who hasn't found Allah, he has got nowhere to turn. The whole world was disloyal to. They have turned away from him. Now what must he do? Commit suicide? Lands up in a mad hospital? Is in a bad, terrible state of depression, etc. So a person who builds his connection with Allah, that person will have no fear whatsoever. May Allah grant us these realities. Let it not remain words. And Allah give jazah khair. MashaAllah, his choice also is always so good. And MashaAllah, his rendition is also so beautiful. this words of wisdom, Yahya ibn Mu'az radiyallahu rahmatullah alayhi says, there is no respect is ever for any man who disobeys Allah. If you want respect, be in Allah's obedience. We look for it, we look out for our respect in money, in big houses, the kind of car we drive, the kind of cell phone I use, the kind of pen I use, and we make sure all notice that. Which will, the cell phone also, we will present it also, so they all must see. I'm not really that old brick, I'm using that as my cell phone. I got the latest. And where nobody thinks, my cell phone is there already. And the way we use it also, we press it and we swipe it and we make sure everyone notices also. So there is no respect in anything else, but in the obedience of Allah. In Allah's to be. And all these things, outward things, Buzurgs have written clearly, it is a clear sign that a person is empty inside. How much a person is full inside, outside is complete simplicity, down to earth. The very basics, so much so that even our dini outside things, our great Buzurgs never wore amama also. Hey, which is also shan when you wear amama. Mashallah, like respect, like honor, he's a sheikh, he's a big person. So that also they didn't. They were never even particular that topi is straight. You'll find our big Buzurgs, the topi also just this way, that way, anyway. That is a sign they are filled up inside. And when a person is empty inside, then he's particular about everything outside. How he wears his topi, what kind topi he wears, how he wears his amama, what kind clothes he wears, his shoes also, sandals also particular, must be this kind sandals that all must notice it might be different to what I wear. Hey, my slippers also, how they are. Everything, his car, he wants to be different. Everything. So this is a clear sign when a person, how much is full inside, outside he's so simple. And how much empty a person is inside, outside you will see all the frills and the trimmings and everything. So much so that good ulama will also dress like women. How they wear the scarf, etc. What women's taste are, man becomes so weak and useless, he becomes like that. Whereas our great Buzurg, Maulana Muhammad Gardi of White River, told me he went and meet Maulana, what's his name? Sheikhul Muhaddith of Azamgarh. Maulana Habibur Rahman Azami. He says, when I found him, just with a vest and wear vest also with so many holes on it. And when I embraced him, I couldn't leave him. And we have seen our Buzurg, there's not something which is a rule of Sharia. But you won't get today, if a person didn't partake his daily bath, you don't want to sit near him. Eh? But when these Buzurg, you enjoy. They're not worried of these small things here. Eh? That all this, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali says, for 6 months, I chose a kurta, I didn't change it for 6 months. Eh? What were they? They were filled inside. But we all the time, outside things, creams, and then you see the comb coming out, and the brush coming out, like women, then we also, what the women do? All the, what the cosmetics, and the making themselves smart, etc. Today men also have fallen into this. Respect is in the obedience of Allah. Nor has any intelligent man given preference to this world over the akhirat. If you got any intelligence, you'll give preference to akhirat over this dunya. You'll realize dunya is temporary, akhirat is forever. You will see automatically and with great release, not joy, release. You'll be spending your money also in the path of Allah. Your time in the path of Allah. Your namazes, your concentration. Because you'll know that is the real place. And this dunya, when Allah opens, very fortunate is that person on whom Allah opens the reality of this dunya. And it is nothing. And Allahu Akbar, in our times, right here, we find that people have given up their dunya. This one friend of ours of Peter Maritzburg, IT specialist, earning a big salary. Young man still, he still got his life ahead, but he gave up everything, resigned from his job, just to prepare for akhirat. He said, my qaza namazes are more important. I became 9 suparas, hafiz, that is more important, I must learn that again. I want to complete my hifz. And he said, I real akhirat is done. This is just a fleeting world. And living in that, he said, I know, in the circles we live, a big IT specialist, how lots preference is given to dunya. that how you must have this kind credit card and you must have this bank account and you show your value by what accounts you have, etc. He says, I realize this is absolutely nothing. Like Ibrahim ibn Adham of our time. In our times, mashallah, Allah has put such people. He had this question, and it is a very important, we should also listen carefully. Mere Murshid, and see the style of the writing also of this person. Mere Murshid, aaj 4 din ho chuke hain, meri halat bahut kharab ho gayi hai. He says, oh my Sheikh, 4 days have passed and my condition has become very bad. Aur is kharabi mein din ba din izafa hi hota ja raha hai. And in this bad condition of mine, day by day, minute by minute, it's just becoming worse and worse. Dil aur nigah par kabu hi nahi raha. I've got no control over my heart, over my eyes. Taqada shadid hai aur himmat jawab de rahi hai. My desire for sinning has become strong. It is very, very strong. And my brakes to keep back has failed. My brakes have failed completely. The car is gone out of control. My brakes have failed. My steering, I turn it this way, the car is going that side. I press the brakes, the car skids and go at a higher speed, going off this side and that side. This is what my condition has become. I've become very weak now in my spiritual condition with this year. Toba karta tha, toot jati thi. I used to make toba. My toba used to break. Again I fall in the guna. Aur ab to toba ki taraf bhi dil mail nahi ho raha hai. Now my desire is not even to make toba. Before I used to make toba. But my toba used to break. But now I haven't got the desire even of making toba. Farais ki adaigi mein bhi bojh ka ehsas paida ho gaya. Fulfilling my faraz also has become like a burden for me. I'm finding hard to do my faraz also. And there's many of our friends, right, they go through this condition. Therefore I say, listen to it attentively. It's the answer for many of us. Pehle kisi amrad ya larki par nigah parti, to neechi bhi ho jati thi. Before when I should see a young handsome boy or a beautiful girl, my eyes should go down automatically also. Ab nazar ya to neechi hoti hi nahi, ya agar hoti bhi hai, to der tak usi janib khyal rehta hai. Now my eyes don't go down, I look properly. And even if they go down, the thoughts of that boy, of that girl, are just troubling me all the time, overtaking me. Jis guna ka taqada ho raha hai, woh is qadar mazmoom hai, ke kehte huye sharam aati hai. What I'm thinking, what guna, the thoughts of which guna is coming, I can't even speak, I can't tell you my share. How terrible, what thoughts are coming to me. Mujh jaisa zaleel aur battareen, ruye zameen par koi ek bhi na hoga. How terrible and bad I am, I don't think there is a person like me in the world. I am the worst, what my condition. And what makes it worse? Outside you're a big Sufi. Big topi, amama also, beard, kurta also. But inside, what terrible thoughts you have got. This makes, if the other people who are like that, they think, people know they are like, you're a big munafiq also. You're showing such a big Sufi picture, but inside your heart, how terrible you are. Bas ek aapka asra hai. Oh, you only can save me, my share. This is the taluk. This is what is called aqidat also. Aapki inayat wa tawajjuh ke bagheer, meri kashti kinare nahi lagegi. Without your help, your duas, your attention, my ship is not going to reach the shores. It's going to be in the storms of the sea, and the sea is going to throw it whichever way it wants to. Maazi ke guna kasrat se yaad, aane lage hai, and my past gunas are troubling me again. All the things which I did at high school, when I was at college, when I was a young boy, what and what I did, those thoughts are troubling me terribly again. Aur dil ko unki yaad se haz ponch raha hai. And when I think of it, my heart is enjoying also. All those thoughts, not only I'm dismissing them, but I'm enjoying those thoughts again. Itna ghanda ho gaya ho ke aapke paakiza aur mubarak kadmo ke jootiyon ki bhi chune ke kabil nahi raha. I've become so bad that I'm not even fit to touch your shoes, your sandals. I'm not even fit for that. یہ بھی صرف آپ ہی کا کرم اور احسان ہے کہ اپنی حالت سے واقف کرنے کا شعور عطا ہوا ہے. And this is also your favors, my Shaykh, that your kindness and your attention and your teachings that I'm telling you what my problems are. Otherwise, how many of us, we don't even speak of our problems. We sort them out ourselves. We are our own sheikhs also. We are qail. We admit our own buzurgi. I don't need it. I'm a sheikh of myself. I sort out my own problem. Or we don't get any problems, mashallah. There are such also our murid. They don't have any bad thoughts. So they don't have to need, they don't need treatment also. So they don't have to come to the surgery or they don't have to come for treatment. They are malaa farishtas, mashallah. ورنہ ساری عمر خود فریبی کا شکار ہو کر کہیں کا نہیں رہتا. Otherwise I should have been in this deception that just looking at, that's what our case, we look in the mirror, oh you're a buzur, and we forget what is in our heart and the terrible thoughts and what we look at our kurta, we look at our beard, I'm a buzur, I'm me, and we are, whole life goes in this year, and we don't, and we face mort at such a time. Like you smash your car against a hard rock. Hey, a car moving at a speed, and you go and smash it right into a rock, mort comes to a person like that. What hits you at that time, you didn't make, and you were thinking, I'm a big buzurg, I'm a very pious person, and mort hits you like that. Mere Hazrat, mere Aqa, aap Sultanul Arifin hai, my Hazrat, my Aqa, my Master, you are the Sultan of the Arifin. آپ حق سبحانہ وتعالی کے محبوب و مقرب اور برگزیدہ ہے. And this is what a murid should have, his aqidah of his shaykh. You are the favorite of Allah. You are the beloved of Allah. آپ سے کرم کی التجا ہے. I beg of you of your kindness. اگر چہ میں اس کا مستحق بھی نہیں ہوں. I'm not fit for it at all. یہ التجا کرم کی بلا حق کے ہے. And this begging also is without any right of mine. This is my begging, that he humbles himself, and that also he says, I'm not fit for this begging also. Hey? And we many of us, we think of ourselves beyond that. How can I humble myself like that? And he feels, I'm not even fit to for this begging here. Ye aasra hai aapka, aapsa kamil hai meherbaan. This hope is from you, and you're a kamil, you're a sheikh, a kamil. I got yaqeen, you will guide me. Go sach hai, میں تو ہاں کسی قابل نہیں رہا. Yes, the truth is I'm not fit for anything whatsoever. These are the words of Khaja. Khaja. Khaja Aziz al-Hassan. Now look at Hazrat's sawal. You can see the condition of this person. Look at the answer, the jawab of Hazrat here. سلوک میں یہ حالت یعنی اچانک تقاضی معاصی کے شدت اور ان سے مغلوبیت اور ہر وقت تمام پرانے گندے خیالات کا دوبارہ ابھر جانے سب کو پیش آتی ہے. The شیخ کامل will never throw a person further away. شیخ کامل مولانا محمد عمر صاحب پالنپوری رحمت اللہ علیہ told me one time that always recognize people which level they are in. And from that level don't push them down more. Pick them up. Like a person is only making one Jummah namaz. So why you're a munafiq? Only Jummah? What are you? No, mashallah. You make Jummah. But what will happen if you make every day Maghrib? You know what? How nice you feel when you make Jummah. You feel so happy. Whole big Muslim brotherhood. Then you make Maghrib also. Afterwards you tell him, Fajr time if you come, you'll see the Noor of Allah. And how enjoyable. So a Shaykh, a Kamil, is a person who will take somebody to a higher. Not push him down from where he is. That you, sir, you're a useless person. You condemned. You are doomed. There is no hope for you. No, don't do that. So just imagine what his condition and what is Hazrat's jawab. So Hazrat says, these conditions happen to everyone. It comes from time to time. You are not a farishta. These things happen to every person, no matter how big wali you are. It will still, the taqazas will come. لہذا آپ مطلق فکر اور پریشانی نہ محسوس کریں. So you don't worry about this at all. Don't feel so down and out. Not in the least, but don't worry about it. تو اس کے کریں اور محسوس ہو تو اس کو باعث اجر اور ثواب سمجھیں. And when you feel down, just like in the poem what came the first line, when you feel so down and bad, think this is a cause for me to go to Allah. A cause to get my sawab. Allah has put this condition, so you turn to Allah. And outwardly, you turn to your sheikh. And you are making dua. So this has brought you closer to Allah. So recognize this is a cause for your sawab. This is an arif who will recognize it. Otherwise, if a person is not an arif, he will become despondent. He will become suicidal also. He will become, he will go right down. Samjhe. Or bhai se tarakki hai darajat samjhe. And understand this is that Allah wants to pick you up and go higher. اور اس حالت کو اپنے لیے مضر یا علامت نا قبولیت ہرگیز نہ سمجھیں. And don't think that these conditions are harmful for you or that you are not accepted by Allah تبارک و تعالی. When the children are playing, those who are playing happily, mother's attention is, but the child who's crying, mother's attention goes to the child. Why are you crying? So all who are making the ibadat, mashallah, carrying on, but that one who cries to Allah, ya Allah, my condition, I got a problem, please help me. Allah's mercy comes more than millions and billions of mothers. Allah's mercy comes towards him. Himmat aur dua se kaam le. Have courage. Allah has given you courage. And make dua. Aur do rakat salatul haja parkar sajda mein khub gir gira kar dua istiqamat aur hidayat aur hifazat karte rahe. See how Hazrat first put the sugar coating. And now inside he's putting the medicine. That make your two rakat salat to tawbah also. And cry and make dua to Allah for istiqamah to be steadfast. And that Allah give the hidayah. And Allah saves us from all gunas also. Inshallah ta'ala, aap is ghati se paar honge. Inshallah, you're going to pass this storm. And this fire of lust that has come, you will go past it. And you will go away from it. Mayusi ku qareeb na aane de. Don't let helplessness, don't let losing hope in Allah ever come in near you. Is halat se jo nanabat aap par tari hai, in this condition of yours, this desire of gunas which are coming, and the sorrow that you are feeling on that, aur isse abdiyat aur fanaiyat jo paida ho rahi hai, and in that I'm the worst in the world, there is nobody like this, I'm not worth anything, this condition, wo tamam ibadat aur taqwa par naz se kahi baland aur haq taala ke nazdeek mehboob hai. That his condition is such that all your ibadat, all your taqwa, and you got naz, you boasting about your ibadat, and you boasting about your taqwa that I stay away from guna, this condition of yours is much more superior. Naz-e-taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz-e-randi. When a person who got taqwa but is boastful about it, I don't commit sin, my tahajjud I don't must, my zikr I don't must. That pride of that person, and on the other hand, a woman who sells herself, but she's crying to Allah, what a sin I'm committing, how bad I am, she is better than this person. So this is when this conditions come on a person, then he goes very high to Allah Ta'ala.
وہ تمام عبادت رہے بس اپنے کو حق تعالیٰ کے حضور خوب گندا اور نالائق اور کمینہ بد کردار کہیے.
So in the presence of Allah, say, Allah, I am the worst. There is nobody as bad as me. اور اصلاح کی درخواست کرتے رہے. And at the same time, beg for reformation from Allah Ta'ala. آپ نے this is another very important point. آپ نے صاف صاف حالات جو تحریر کیے. What you wrote, your conditions, very clearly. And Hazrat knows who he is. Yeah, no name, Saratak. But Hazrat know that you wrote your conditions. You didn't hide and show that I'm a big buzurg. And I don't think, but you wrote clearly, sincerely you wrote your true conditions. He said, dil nihayat khushwa. My heart became very happy that you're sincere. And this person really progresses. And a person who hides behind his outward buzurgi and piety, that person doesn't progress. He thinks that I'm all right. He conceals his condition. He doesn't progress. This person really progresses. Dil se dua karta hu. And Hazrat writing that from my heart I'm making dua for you. What a great thing. Ye halat to kuch bhi nahi. Say again the consolation. These are not any serious conditions. Isse bhi ghande ghande halat hote. Other people go through worse things than what you are going also.
لیکن مجاہدہ اور ہمت اور دعا سے زندگی پار ہو جاتی ہے.
Then again the treatment also at the same time. But remember that making mujahada effort and having himmat, courage, and by dua you will pass your life and you will reach Allah in a good condition.
آپ یہ طے کر لے کہ خواہ کیسے بھی گندگی گندی حالات ہو رہنا ہے خدا کا ہو کر.
that you decide, determine and decide that no matter what evil thoughts and conditions come, I'm just going to be Allah's. No matter what happens, my desires, I'll push them to one side. I'll destroy them, but I'm only going to be Allah's. You make this decision. And in that condition, du'as are readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will save you again in future. Many of us, we want whole life. I mustn't get one bad thought also. That's impossible. That's not going to happen. Temptations, tests, and trials will come to a person. Or gandhi khyalat or gandhi halat mein farak bhi samjhe, samajh le. There is another very, very important point. Gandhi khyalat, evil thoughts. Or gandhi halat, and a bad condition, intention to commit, bad thoughts and intention to commit a sin. Understand the difference between this. That one is temptations come, and one is you make an intention, and you want to fall into sin. The difference between the two. Gandhi halat jab hoti, ke gandhi khyalat ko ganda irada bana le. Gandhi halat, bad condition of a person is, when is that jab hoti, ke gandhi khyalat, your evil thoughts ko ganda irada bana le. You make them, your intention to commit that sin. Evil thoughts will come to a person, but when you make your condition that now I'm going to commit those sins, there is a great difference between the two. Phir us irada par amal bhi kar baithe. And even worse, one is the thought of a sin. And thoughts of sin is not sin, and it's not harmful. It's a help for a person to progress to it. But the intention of committing a sin. And then further now to go and commit the sin, actually to practically commit the sin. Or agar aap ghan, or phir us irada par amal bhi kar baithe. Or agar aap ghande khyalat par amal na kare. If you don't act upon your evil thoughts, to aapka mujahada hoga. This is your mujahada. Temptations, desires, which comes in the Quran Sharif, alhamaha fujura, zuyyina linnasi hubbu shahawat. Those desires are there, but you didn't think, you're fighting them. Every person, and if you, our Shaykh said, don't even make the dua that I must not have evil temptations. If you make that dua, you can't progress. If you don't put petrol in your car, how is your car going to move? Petrol has to be there, but steer your car, drive it in the right way, don't speed up in traffic, etc. Heavy bends and that, don't put it on speed cruise at 120 and all bends are coming and you can't control. No, control it. So this, the desire of guna is not guna, the intention of guna. And then to commit, now put your brakes. Give sharp breaks now when these dangers come. So aapka mujahada hoga, and then it is your effort that you are making from these evil thoughts. Or mujahada par tawab or qurbe haq ka wada hai. And when you make this mujahada, no, these bad thoughts, why are they coming to me? I mustn't think about it. I mustn't go in that way. On that, you are getting closeness to Allah. And you are getting sawab for that. So may Allah let us realize these are very fine points. And without a shaykh, a person cannot acquire this. As we can see, a person who thinks of evil like this person wrote, and if he doesn't ask anyone, or he asks the wrong person, he will destroy himself. But when you have a sheikh and you get the right, how many, mashallah, we know we are absolutely nothing, but our sheikh's barakat, how many people we see the emails which come, how their lives have changed, how they were down and out in the gutters, but mashallah, they have changed, they have got hope, and they are moving in the right way. So we should connect ourselves. We need somebody to guide us. Oh, one beautiful saying also that we read is that, it's a bit longer, but I'll just take it from the end. Many people realize that we need Islah, but they don't admit and they don't realize we need somebody to make our Islah. That I'll come right myself. Now don't worry. Give me time. I'll come right. You need somebody to put you right. That we don't realize, and that we don't want to accept. And when a person realizes that and accepts, and not just that we became bad, not just that we come majlis, but actually that relationship to correct ourselves. And if everyone is such, mashallah, those who are not writing their problems, they got no problems, then mashallah. Then they should be guiding the sheikh. Sheikh still got problems and they got no problems. So they should be guiding the sheikh. But those who have problems and ask direction. And the main thing also which was written here, your duas, your tawajjuh. That is what is important. And that Hazrat Raul may dil se dua karta hoon. That is what helps a person along. So may Allah guide us, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling this Yom al-Jumu'ah to Rastenburg. And the program will remain, will be for 2 days until the morning of Yom al-Ahad. So inshallah, Ahmad requests if any brothers want to still go on the safar, many brothers have given their names. Inshallah, at least by latest tomorrow morning, they should try to inform us. Jazakallah. And we should try to come for the programs also if we are not staying over. The program will be after Maghrib on Laylatul Sabt on Friday night after Maghrib Salah. We should try to attend the program also. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.